Stay tuned into 91.3 to hear me and Niharika and our guest Alicia talk about dating online and friends online. Up next is Tessellate by Alt J. Good morning, Carmel. Welcome to this edition of Invisible. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and alongside me today is...
Niharika Katrigato, like I was last time, too.
So. Like always. And today's topic is about online dating and online friends. First, we're going to cover the topic of online dating, and we have some facts for you guys. As of early 2015, 49,025,000 people have tried online dating just in the United States.
The average length of courtship for marriages that were met online is roughly 8.5 months, whereas the average length for a courtship of marriage that's met offline and not through the internet is roughly 48 months. Like dating offline, the person you may be talking to, could be talking to multiple other people at the same time.
And the whole idea of catfishing could be a possibility that may occur in your relationship. And if you don't know what catfishing is, it's basically like this show on MTV. And what it is it's two people that meet on the internet and they try to form a relationship, but there's always a difficulty in the way, like they don't have Skype, so they can't communicate, or like they think the other person's lying, or their pictures aren't right, like they don't match up. And so that's always a possibility that could happen in relationships as well.
Many options for finding a lover online from all around the world instead of just in your area. So I guess that's pretty cool. But it can be overwhelming also.
For some people, it can be really, really too much because you have so many options and you can't simmer down. All right. Anyway, so a majority of online dating sites have personality tests that match you up with the right people. And also you have to provide a picture. And a lot of people lie about their age. That's the number one thing that people lie about on the internet. So you gotta be really careful with that and just kind of background check people. Also, online dating allows people to make initial connections that could end up in a future relationship. It could be like something bad like enemies, or it could be something simple as friends or just lovers, or it could even end up in marriage.
When we were talking about like going around the world, there was, I know for a fact that like, well, I'm Indian if you didn't catch that, but there is like this website from my language. My language is Telugu, and so it's called Telugu Matrimony, and it's usually for like arranged marriages, since in India, arranged marriages are like a big thing. So like usually with those, I think they're more like, they're not... So, I guess random, it just kind of like, you know, exactly, they specifically pick you with somebody else who speaks the same language and you guys like work it out. So it's not always like that, because sometimes like depending on how the culture works in the marriage, it can be different.
Exactly. And a lot of people, like a lot of adults and older people, they think that online dating and online friends aren't a great source of like meeting someone. They think that you should just like go outside and like meet people face-to-face contact, but also at the same time, meeting people through the internet can show a lot about a person, because people are more likely to open up through internet because they don't know the person that well.
I think it also depends on the fact that maybe the parents are worried about it, because at least like here in America, it's like kind of I guess like people could lie and like do all these horrible things, and then like you hear about like all these like rape cases of like people just like on Facebook, like just like searching for people. Like, I know it's not really the same thing, but it's like dealing with the online part. So I get that part too, but yeah, it's different, bad and good.
Yeah. And growing up, there was that show that was like How to Catch a Predator or something like that. I don't know if anyone else watched it, but my dad was like really into it, because it was these like older men that would try and lure like young girls on like MySpace and Facebook who just didn't care and weren't private on any of their accounts. And they would just try and like lure them in and meet up with them. And it was just scary stuff. So that's what like, that's what parents, I feel like, just kind of focus on. They just focus on the bad of the internet. But
I mean, you're right. You can meet like so many different people, but it's the thing about like trust and being able to like figure out like what, like whether or not you can trust the person. Cause you're right. You don't know like what they look like. Mm-hmm. And I personally like preferably, but that's like my own opinion. I'm not going to like zap down anybody else who doesn't, but like I think that like I would rather meet somebody face to face, but like I mean, I guess there are like goods and bads about both of them. So
yes, exactly. All right, up next on 91.3 we have Bad Blood by Bastille, but stay tuned in because we will come back and we'll be talking about online friends, and we have Alicia Orth in the studio with us today to talk about that.
Welcome to Invisible. I'm your co-host, Niharika, and with Emily Patton, who actually is the real host, and we're on the issue of online friends. So something that most people don't know, or just the definition, I guess, that we both thought of when we thought of online friends, is people that you meet through the internet that you have a friendship with.
And a majority of teenagers, because most teenagers have online friends. I mean, adults can too, but it's more common in teenagers. They usually meet through Twitter or Tumblr.
It's hard to be physically close to them due to the fact that, like, maybe they live, like, somewhere, like in a different part of the world, I guess. But, yeah.
And just like online dating, online friends can also have the whole catfishing idea, which we covered last segment. But to resurface it again, it's basically when you are talking to someone and you think they're this one person, and then you go to meet them in real life, or you try to communicate with them through, like, Skype or Snapchat or something like that, and turns out being the wrong person. And another thing that can also happen that's a negative outcome of online friends is that you could have miscommunication due to the lack of real-life communication, such as body language and vocal tone and facial expressions. You don't know, like, if someone's being sarcastic over, like, text or something, you don't know if they actually mean it or not, unless you clarify. And you can also talk to, like, online friends most of the time communicate through text message, but there's also other alternatives like Skype and Uvu and FaceTime, where you can, like, it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's like webcam. I think,
like,
everyone kind of knows,
like,
what it is.
Turning around, like, the selfie thing, but, yeah, like, you use it, like, with the, yeah.
Exactly. I think everyone kind of gets it, but just to clarify. Yeah. All right, and another thing is, people are more likely to open up and tell deeper secrets online rather than in person because they can hide behind the screen when they're talking to someone else.
Another problem, like Emily mentioned, would be you don't have to spend, like, time with them if you don't want to. Like, it's so easy. You can just go offline or, like, not text them back, or I guess how else it would work. You can probably just ignore them, which, I mean, kind of goes, yeah, that's a bad thing because you guys can't really, like, I guess, like, deal with the issues if you're, like, if there's a specific reason why you're going offline.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that I just kind of realized that you mentioned earlier about the how it's hard to communicate with people because of the geographical limitations or geographical limitations. I think that's how it's said. Anyway, so another thing I realized is, like, if time zones could be a huge thing, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it could be like 3 o'clock here. It could be like 10:30, or not 10:30, I guess, but it could be like 10 o'clock somewhere else. And, like, if you're, like, you're just now starting your afternoon and they could just be going to bed, so you can't.
It kind of reminds
me.
It's kind
of hard to talk.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're right.
It kind of reminds me of, like, usually when my mom tries to call people in India, they start, like, right now, I think they would be in the nighttime of tomorrow. And it's, like, the way that we have to talk is, like, kind of, like, we have to know exactly the time zone. So I get what you mean. Like, if they're, like, living, like, somewhere else with a different time zone. Even, like, I think in the United... I don't know if the United States have that big of a time zone difference. But I know that, like, even Illinois is, like, an hour behind. So, like, if you're having somebody to talk to and you, like... It could cause, like, some problems with it. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And up next to 91.3, we have a song called Baby by Devendra Banhart. It's a weird one. But it's probably really good, so let's listen to it. Up next, we are going to have Alicia Orth in the studio with us, and she's going to share her experience with online dating. Welcome back to 91.3. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and you're listening to Invisible. Alongside me today, I have...
Niharika Katrigata. And the first question we have for Alicia is, do you have an online friend or courtship?
I actually have a different friend. Well, I have a couple different friends, to be honest, online.
All right. And... how did you meet these people?
I met all of them over Instagram.
Hmm.
I never met any of them, like, over Twitter or Tumblr or anything. It was all over Instagram. And it was back when it, like, first became popular in seventh grade.
So how did it work? Like, how did you meet them? Like, how does it work when you're, like, I guess, how did you meet them? Like,
well, yeah. Let's see. I think I met my first friend over, like, a band fan account or something like that. I know that we were all related over music.
Okay.
Because I would be friends with, like, one person, and then I'd notice their, like, mutuals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd start following their mutuals, and now we're all kind of close to each other, and we all follow, like, all of our accounts and stuff like that. So
do you guys, like, talk just about the music, or do you guys, like, talk about, like, your outside life as well?
Outside life as well. I mean, it started off with music, and then as you, like, get more comfortable, you start talking about, like, real people that you know, and you guys can, like, relate over that.
And it's, like, kind of nice to have, like, an outside opinion on, like, issues and stuff like that, like, someone who doesn't know any of them and stuff like that, kind of.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. It's, like, they're the mediator, kind of.
Yeah.
Just because they don't have any experience with any of the people. If you just explain the situation, and of course, all stories have two sides or more, but they can kind of give you advice in those situations, which is always really nice.
How else has the internet and technology been beneficial to you and your relationship?
It has given me a way to kind of open my eyes a little bit. It forces you to see different situations in different parts of the country, different parts of the world even. I have personally met people who have it better or worse than I, which is always heartbreaking at some points.
It's kind of like a reality check.
It is. It keeps you in check, honestly. It really does. And I think that it not only does that, but it just, it gives you like a way to expand yourself because you are more aware culturally than other people.
All right. And how has it been negative? Like, how has the internet not been on your side for this whole thing?
It's a massive distraction. You tend to, just because you have like so many different friends, you can distract yourself really easily. And you can distract yourself from like work and stuff like that, or you can even distract yourself from like real people that are here with you, which is always a bigger problem than it sounds.
All right, well, we are going to come back and ask you some more questions in a little bit, Alicia. For right now, we have Griswolds with Beware of the Dog. You're listening to 91.3.
Welcome back to Invisible. I'm your co-host, Nihirika Katrigata, alongside Emily Patton, and we're with Alicia in the studio today. So another question we have for you is, have you ever met this person in real life,
your friend? Kind of. There was a Foo Fighters show in Chicago not too long ago that two of my online friends happened to attend. We didn't get to meet up, but which was really sad. But we were at the same place at the same time, which was pretty cool. It's pretty eye-opening since, you know, you don't actually ever meet each other, like, face-to-face, but you're existing, like,
In the same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Has it been, like, updated, like, since, like, Instagram's, like, been updated? Because I know that now you can, like, take pictures and, like, send it to somebody. Like, are you, do you guys talk now through that? Or is it still, like, the way it was before?
If it's, like, we can DM over Instagram. I've done that before. It's, a lot of it is over Snapchat, to be honest.
Okay.
Like, it's just easier. To be honest, it's like a consistent chat, and it's not, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's more comforting for some reason. It's not like your username. It's like their actual names, like if you have them in their, in your contacts, I guess. But
yeah, I get that. All right, how does a specific relationship differ from the ones you've had at school and everything like that? I mean, it's kind of obvious, but like,
yeah,
what's, like the core of it.
What's mainly different about having online friends than like face-to-face friends is that I guess it's just, it's a lot easier to like talk and be honest because you're not like fearing that you're going to see like these people the next day and it's going to be like awkward or anything. You can just really speak your mind and, you know, if it doesn't work out, then you just kind of fade away, you like disappear, and you don't have to worry about like the awkward moments that come along with having like real friends. That sounds weird saying friends, but
oh, sorry,
that's okay.
Do you prefer, I guess, would you rather have like, I guess, a friend that would be like face to face, like I guess the way we're talking to you right now, or would you rather have somebody that would be like an online friend?
Face to face,
face to face,
yeah, okay. There's still that, there's like the relationship that like. Looking at someone's face and like talking to them is more comforting. It's more personal than it is online, just because it's a screen. That's what you're looking at. You're not like actually having like a conversation.
Yeah,
and that's the big difference.
Do you think this? I mean, it's pretty obvious that it has changed you because you mentioned it a little bit earlier. But do you think this? Like, how do you think this experience has changed like you and your views and everything?
It's made me a lot more, like, open-minded. You meet a lot of different people. They all come from different backgrounds. And not only does it show you, like, how life is different in other places, but it keeps you, it, like, puts your values in place.
Yeah.
Really. I don't really know why, but it just reminds you that it's, while, you know, some person may be in New York and they be maybe going to, like, a different school and all that stuff, it, you're still going through the same things, and that's comforting.
Yeah. You know, there's someone out there in a different place with a different life and background going through the same stuff you are.
Yeah.
I get that.
What would you want to say to the people who don't really understand this whole online dating slash friends thing?
That's fine. I'm not, like, saying that, you know, if you're not with it, then you're, you know, closed-minded or anything. I could see why it's discomforting to some people. But I think that you should at least give it a shot. At least try. Be safe about it, obviously. Don't, you know, go exposing all sorts of information about yourself. But you should definitely at least try it. If you don't like it, don't do it again. You don't have to.
Don't judge others who don't, or who do
you
it.
Like,
you know,
the same thing as you.
Yeah.
Man.
Do you have any, like, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Do you have any, like, last comments you want to say or anything like that?
Just that I encourage it and, you know, try not to, like, make people feel weird about it if they do have, like, online friends and stuff like that. Just because, it's still a friendship. I don't see why it matters.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you're right. There probably are goods and bads about everything, because if you think about it, it's, I mean, because, like, you could still have the same problems you have with an online friend that you would with a person that you talk face-to-face with, you know? So,
yeah, of course.
So, like, it's just kind of, like, you're right. It depends on, like, what you want to do and how it works. But you know what? Everyone should be equal and happy and just be happy, guys. Like, yeah, that's, go. That's my...
All right. And with that, we are going to end this show for Aww. Invisible. Thank you so much, Alicia, for coming on and sharing your experience. And... thank you, Niharika, for being here again. And catch us, I think it's next, not this week, but next Monday during...
Gold Monday.
Yep, next Gold Monday. And for those of you who don't go to Carmel High School, it's...
every other Monday.
It's every depending. Other Monday, basically.
Have a Carmel friend that can help you with it, because that probably would help.
And it's from 10 to 11. Sometimes we go over, sometimes we start early, but it's basically around that time. Up next, we have Bare Hands with Giants, but... we have this little short little promo for you. But yeah, have a great day, Carmel.